It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Down at Stewart Park, a lot already going on for the final music on the Half Shell concert. And our intrepid reporter, Kelly Leonard, down on the scene. What are you seeing out there this morning, Kelly?
Kyle, I've got the toughest duty in all of Douglas County. I'm sitting on a blanket in the shade watching the amazing crew of Music on the Half Shell get it all set up and ready for tonight's final concert of the season.
Now, can you believe that you're already at the final concert, and that's even with adding an extra one?
That's right. It's been a great season. We've had great eclectic music, good crowds. Everybody's had a good time. So, yeah, it's amazing that you blink and all of a sudden 9 weeks have gone by.
Well, talk about what people are going to see when they come out tonight.
Well, they're going to hopefully see some of their friends who've been sitting on the blankets right next to them. They're going to see some great backstage activity with our host tents and our merch booths. And, of course, Sinn Quain is going to take the stage and really do a great job of wrapping up our season with some very, very good music.
All right. In fact, here's a little bit of it right now. Definitely an indie vibe there. Kelly, looks like you're going to go out with a good feeling group tonight.
Yeah, that's going to really get people rocking. I think it's going to be a good time tonight. Hey, Kyle, can I don't know what you want to talk about, but I want to take just a minute, if you don't mind. Every week we've talked about our volunteers and we've talked about the crowds and the music. We've also mentioned the sponsors, but I want to take an extra minute this morning and talk to your listeners. I've said before, and I'll say it again, we could not get this done without our sponsors, from the sponsors, the big sponsors who write great big checks. But I'm talking right now about the community sponsors, the individual families that write checks, and the small businesses. Now, anybody out there who runs a small business, I know and you know that you're on a very tight margin, and yet over and over, year after year, folks from these small businesses in Roseburg write checks to make sure that Half Shell happens, because they know it improves the quality of life in our community. So I can't thank them enough, and I would encourage your listeners, Kyle, look at our sponsor page and go into those people's stores and storefronts and thank them. You don't have to buy anything. Just go in and say, hey, thanks for supporting Half Shell. It'll go a long way.
Well, on a big long list, I mean, you got dozens and dozens of sponsors.
Yeah, like I said, I thought about listing them this morning. I thought that'll take more than the time we have. So I would encourage you, go to halfshell.org and pull up our sponsor page. And, you know some of these people. You've shopped in their stores. You use their products. Just make sure that sometime before the summer is out that you reach out and thank them.
Well, you have folks coming from all over the place to these concerts. I don't know how much you've been able to talk to folks this year about how far some of them have come from to be at Half Shell.
You know, I've met some great people out in the audience this year, and people who come obviously from all over our county, and this is part of their Tuesday night. But talk to some folks who come in pretty regularly from Myrtle Point and Coquille, a couple from Coos Bay. There's another couple that come from down in the Grants Pass area that I've talked to. And I talked to an awful lot of people who just moved to Roseburg, and somebody said, well, go find out about Half Shell. So there are a lot of new people who've been here 5 years or less that are starting to see just what another added event this is.
Right at the beginning of the season, I was out walking, ran into somebody, which led to a conversation. He was here on a short-term job, asking as a single person, wanting to just go out and experience things in the summer in Roseburg. And I mentioned Half Shell and explained a little bit about it, how it works. And he said, well, that sounds pretty interesting. How much does it cost to get in?
Yeah, well, it costs about as much as it takes of your time to drive down here, get a parking spot, and spread out your blanket, and then meet some great people and hear some fantastic music.
Yeah, and he was amazed that this community would rally and pull that off so that people, whoever they were, wherever they're from, could attend for free.
Yeah, and it is free, and we've always kept it free. So no ticket sales, no advanced CV, saving of seats type of thing. You know, and I do some work, Kyle, as you know, with one of the statewide organizations, and they are very impressed with what we do here in town with Half Shell. They've come down and visited Half Shell. So, you know, we get statewide recognition for this, and part of that is the fact that we have been able to do this for 33 years at no cost to anybody.
Wow, yeah, it's amazing that it's, and you've had a lot of folks involved much of that time. Now, talk about some of the folks that are, some of the groups that are out there this morning.
Well, we've got groups from a couple of the sports teams, baseball teams, volleyball teams, et cetera, the coaches who are helping these young people coordinate it. We've got some of our volunteers, like Sharon Shear, who has been here year after year, setting up the kitchen and getting ready for that. We've got some folks who work at Clint Newell, some people who work for RFP, a lot of people who have chosen to make volunteering for Half Shell part of their life. So we've got a nice eclectic group of people who have been with us for years. I mean, I've been with Half Shell for, it's got to be close to 25, 30 years now.
So. Wow. And of course, you were the MC for a number of years as well and doing other things, helping out in the past few years. So as you look ahead to tonight, what do you do next Tuesday?
Well, the people backstage are going to take a big breather and probably kind of regroup. There'll be some people that'll come down and put their blanket and wonder where everybody is. It's such a part of everybody's summer. When it's over, you know, there is a moment when you go, well, now what do I do? But we take a break, and then come January, which seems like a long way from now, we start our fundraising again and start our planning again for the next year.
All right. Music on the Half Shell. Kelly Leonard, anything else you want to mention before we go?
Yeah, thanks to you, Kyle, and thanks to the radio station and for all the coverage and the continued support over the years. Much appreciated.
All right, Kelly Leonard, live at the Nichols Band Shell in Stewart Park. Music on the Half Shell tonight at 7 o'clock, 8:40 at the Morning Report.